Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Top Posts, where OP's husband almost kills their newborn baby. Our next Reddit post comes from R/ Off My Chest. My husband almost killed our baby, and my toddler saved him. I'm a 25-year-old woman, and I've been with my husband, who's 30, since 2018. We have a 3-year-old girl and a newborn boy, but tonight, things almost took a turn for the worse. My husband has always had trouble paying attention, but I never thought that it would come to this. Our neighborhood is weirdly laid out, with cars zooming by at crazy speeds at all hours of the day. I was folding clothes when I heard our toddler screaming, "Dad, help!" My daughter's tone made me drop everything and sprint outside. What I saw made my blood run cold. Our newborn in his stroller careening towards the busy street. I screamed and ran towards him, barely stopping the stroller in time. My baby girl's hands and knees were scratched up because she tripped trying to run after the stroller. I snatched up my baby, heart pounding, and scanned for my husband. He wasn't watching. He was chatting with the neighbors, completely oblivious. The anger I felt was unlike anything I've ever experienced. I stormed up to him, shouting in disbelief. He looked shocked at first, then realized what almost happened. The apologies and tears came pouring out, but it was too late. I couldn't wrap my head around how he could be so careless, so blind to our toddler's screams and the stroller rolling away. I packed up the kids and left, staying with my parents. My parents are on my side, but my husband keeps texting, begging forgiveness, calling it an honest mistake. But I can't shake the terror of almost losing my baby because he couldn't focus for a single second. My baby girl got hurt in the process because he couldn't pay attention. I almost lost my son because he couldn't pay attention. I can't stop crying. I feel so guilty. I wish this never happened. What if I was just 1 second late? Would I have been planning a funeral? Also, I'm not even supposed to be running. I had a C-section less than 6 weeks ago. A lot of people are asking why I wasn't watching the kids. I was doing the laundry like a parent. My husband takes the kids for walks to have bonding time with them. He literally created this situation by himself. He's 30 years old. I'm sick of people acting like I have to parent my own husband while I literally have a newborn, a toddler, and I'm still healing from a C-section that I tore my stitches from when I ran to get the baby.
Man, I don't even understand why OP needs to defend herself in the comments. Why is anyone attacking her? This is very normal for one parent to do chores while the other parent watches the kids. Or in this case, pretends to watch the kids while actually talking to the neighbors. Our next Reddit post comes from r/adultery. A 5-year affair ended, and I'm dealing with the crash. I've been married for 20 years and have 2 kids. I love my wife, Janet, but over the years, things just got to be stale. She's a very good woman, takes care of me and the household, but there's always just been something missing. I find myself not being able to talk to her about any topic. She's my friend and partner in crime, but not my best friend. And over the years, I feel like the amount that she appreciates me and wants me has diminished. I should go on the record and state that passionate hugging with my wife Janet has never been a problem. Along comes Alice, a divorcee who lives in my neighborhood. This woman started as they all do, with a bit of flirtation, and before I knew it, she literally swept me off my feet with attention. She got me. She was into me. We could talk for hours, days. We could spend time together, just us, and I was for the first time head over heels in love. Our affair started. We would travel together, spend nights together. This went on for about 3 years. On year 3, she started wanting more. She was getting sick of being the affair partner and started fighting with me about it. Meanwhile, in my own marriage, things were getting even more stale because of my obvious disconnect. It got to the point where I actually considered leaving my family for Alice. Over the next year, I was torn hard between Alice and my family, and a war was breaking out inside of me. I was living in a constant state of torture and anxiety. Alice started becoming more and more frustrated, and she started becoming mean towards me at times. She would hold her own relationship hostage, and she would flip back and forth between, "I love you," and, "You're a horrible human, don't ever talk to me again." Then, "I want to be with you forever," or things like, "You're a pathetic loser." Up and down. At this point, my mindset got worse. She told me that she was only mean to me because I was keeping her as the affair partner, and if I didn't do that, she wouldn't be like that. I started to believe it. Hell, maybe it's true. And so the turmoil continued as I then started to promise her things that I wanted to do in the future, like move in with her, even though I wasn't sure that I could actually do them. The up and downs continued, and her meanness got worse. She was really beating up my heart, then kissing it better, just to break up again, to get back together, etc. Worse and worse. Halfway through year 4, Alice snaps and tells my wife about the whole thing. As you can imagine, both worlds exploded. My instincts kicked in, and I thought, anyone who deliberately goes after my family for their own gain can go, and I decided to try to save my marriage. I told Alice, "Do not contact me again." Oh my god, that lasted about 2 weeks, and then I had a major relapse and the affair started back up because I longed for Alice's attention. That went on for another 6 months, on and off with major ups and downs between Alice and me. She threatened me a lot more, but I was able to keep her at bay. It was way harder to keep the affair a secret like that, since my wife was now aware that it happened. Very hard. Now we're at year 5, and we've finally decided to call it quits. No blowouts this time. Just, we're not right for each other. My wife and I are in counseling, and we're on the road to recovery, and our own communication has been better than ever. Of course, there's a huge pain there for her, too. I know that I don't deserve her or the chance at reconciliation, but she's willing to try. It's been 2 weeks since I've seen or talked to Alice. I find myself now at the bottom of the crash and withdrawal stages that I've been reading about. I have never felt a high like I did with Alice. I've never had anyone pay that much attention to me, seem that into me, be that attentive. Remember the stories I tell her, be that open with me, and in turn be someone that I can open up to, laugh with me, and laugh at my jokes. I'm a closed-off person at heart, and I told her everything with ease. I felt like I was on cloud 9 at times, and as a 47-year-old man, I didn't think that was possible. The crash is torture and brutal. I feel like a huge piece of me that I've had for 5 years is just gone. Alice's highs that she gave me are fantasy highs, because we didn't have to deal with everyday life together. Although we did do a lot together in 5 years, I feel like she knew a lot about me. But that would change if I was around her 7 days a week, and it wouldn't be very sustainable. We're both alphas. This is a really weird subreddit. It is pro adultery, as far as I can gather. It's people supporting each other in their affairs, I guess. And people are actually criticizing OP's affair partner because she destroyed the relationship unnecessarily and told the wife, who was innocent. And so people are saying that she's not a good affair partner because a good affair partner would have kept things secret. Yeah, I bet. Well, anyways, despite all your whining and complaining, OP, I can't dredge up a bit of empathy for you. I hope your wife dumps you. Our next Reddit post comes from Fancy Anywhere. So, I lost my mom when I was 12 to breast cancer. So, that just left me and my dad. It was a tough time, but we got through it together. When I was 14, my dad met and married my stepmom, Ashley, who brought with her my stepbrother, Mark, who's 14, and my stepsister, Emily, who's 12. I got along with Ashley and Emily really well, but Mark, not so much. He and I were always getting into arguments and fights. My dad always told me to give Mark a break because Mark had been the man of his house for a while, so this was all new to him. But as if this wasn't also new to me? Anyways, when I was 15, I met this girl at school, Lisa, and we started dating. As much as anyone can date at 15. However, Mark apparently had a crush on Lisa and was mad that I asked her out. He started a fight over it, in which my dad had to intervene once again, and somehow I again was made out to be the bad guy. One day, after my 16th birthday, my stepmom was putting away my laundry and started yelling, which was awkward because my girlfriend Lisa was there. We all ran over to her thinking the worst. When we got to my room, my stepmom was holding several pairs of my sister's underwear, yelling at me, "Why are they in my drawer?" I had no answer because I'd never seen them before. Of course, no one believed me. It didn't matter how much protesting I did. Then Mark piped up, saying that he always caught me staring at his sister, which he thought was creepy, and he caught me once saying, "I wish I could marry her." Obviously, he was lying, but that was all it took. Lisa slapped me and called me a pervert and told me we were done and walked out. My dad grabbed me by the arm and threw me out of the house, yelling at me that he wasn't going to put his daughter at risk from some pervert. By the way, that was not the word that he called me, but you get it. I banged on the door to be let in, crying and telling them that it was all lies told by Mark. My dad apparently had enough. He opened the door, shoved me to the ground, and told me to get lost. I told him I had nowhere to go, and he said that wasn't his problem. Then closed the door. I found myself on the streets with nothing to my name. No place to go. I tried calling my dad's parents, but he had already called them and told them that they won't help a pervert. My mom's parents passed away before I was born. Well, I lived on the streets for 2 years, doing what I had to do to survive. No kid should have to deal with what I had to do in order to just live. There were some really dark days. Shortly after I turned 18, I found a job working at a boxing gym, states away from where I began this horrible journey. I worked there for years and learned the sport. I was never going to beat Mike Tyson, but I was good at the sport, which helped me with my hate and anger. Then, one day, I met this new girl, Amy, at the cafe down the street from the gym. She was 20, and at this point, I was 35. I know it's a huge age gap, but we just clicked. I don't believe in fate or soulmates or any stuff like that, but if there were such a thing, we had it. I don't know how else to put it. We dated for 2 years and got married. Her dad was an electrician and hired me. I think mostly to know that I'd be able to support his daughter and know that I was doing right by her, but also in case he needed to keep me in check. He never said this to me, but as a dad, I get it now. Well, it's now 15 years later and we're still together with 4 beautiful daughters. I just got my master's license as an electrician, thanks to my wife pushing me to get my GED. She's been my rock, my cheerleader, my overall support through all of this. I can't tell her enough how much she changed my life and how much I love her. Anyways, this last weekend, I received an email from my stepsister. I'm not even sure how she got my email address, but it's not like I've been hiding. Mind you, I'm now pushing 53, so it's been like 30 years since I've heard from any of them. It was a long, long email. I'm not going to give you everything, but the meat of it is they now know what really happened. Mark, I guess, was drinking with his buddy one day, and somehow my name was mentioned. Mark, I guess, started bragging how he set me up and took my girl. Yeah, Mark and Lisa got together and got married. They were both laughing at me, hoping that I died on the street. A bunch of rude, vile stuff. I guess he forgot that Lisa was in earshot, and she heard everything. So Lisa called my stepsister to let her know, and so Emily spent all weekend trying to find me. So the short of it is that Lisa and Emily want to apologize to me face to face and make up for lost time. I, however, am indifferent to the idea. Like, I have no ill feelings towards her. She obviously was young and had no real say in the matter. But with lots and lots of therapy, I learned to let go of that hate and anger and to let go of them as well. And, well, with all the love that I receive from my wife, kids, and in-laws, that's all I really need. I'm thinking about just deleting the email and moving on like nothing happened. My wife thinks that I should at least respond back, even if to say something snarky like, "Thanks for finally believing me, only took 30 years. Did I mention that my wife has a mean streak to her? Lol, she's awesome." I guess I'm not really asking for advice, I just wanted to share my story. There's a boxing quote that I have up in my house that reminds me of this. "To see a man beaten, not by a better man, but by himself, is a tragedy." Yeah, I think you're on the right track, OP. I think the best revenge is a life well lived. I mean, don't get me wrong, a life well lived doesn't make for great Reddit stories. I prefer reading about the flaming, destructive forms of revenge. But ultimately, hurting other people doesn't make your life better, so just live the best life possible and move on.
That was r/top post from Reddit. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.